As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Meat Friday. Oh, is it ever? Paulie wouldn't let me have his meatballs a couple of days ago, so I decided I was going to bring my own meatballs. Smoky meatball parms and onion rings. Who has it better than we do today?
Nobody.
You're welcome.
Smoky meatballs?
Yes.
Meatballs.
Smoky meatball. No, it's smoky meatball parms, but it should be smoky meatballs parms, I guess. Well, whatever.
Not a single meatball in there. There's multiple.
It's a smoky meatballs parms.
Hi, I'll have a meatballs parm, please.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Meatballs parm.
Onions, rings. We don't do that.
Onion rings. Yeah. Are you going to eat onion rings?
No.
They're not? Dang, no. You don't like onion rings either?
I don't like onions.
Yeah, but even fried?
Mm-mm. You got to kill them. I always say to my wife, she goes, this is going to have some onions. I just said, you got to kill them for me. You know, you got to melt them down, slice and die. I love the smell of onions. I just don't like eating them. Same thing with peppers. That's weird. All right, well, welcome to the program. We're already in progress. Hour one, had a great conversation with Ross Tucker about what it's like when you get cut. He had gotten cut 4 times in the NFL. Any interviews you miss, danpatrick.com. You can also listen on the podcast as well. Our good buddy Nick Wright will join us from Fox Sports, First Things First, and we'll check in with the Rams with what happened with Aaron Donald yesterday. This is what I would do if I'm Sean McVay. Not that he's asking for any advice, but what I would do today is I would get Aaron Donald in front of a camera, and I would have Aaron Donald just say, I'm sorry. I'm better than this. I want to apologize to the Bengals fans, the Rams fans. I let things get out of hand. I had 2 helmets in my hands, and I'm swinging at, you know, members of the Cincinnati Bengals. And you know, whatever punishment the Rams want to give me, I'll accept it, and then we move on. Then you can get this all out of the way. Because the NFL responded to us and said, Clubs are responsible for overseeing conduct of players at practice, including joint practices. Put it on the Rams. Let them discipline me so the NFL doesn't get involved in this, because I get the feeling the NFL is going to say, you guys take care of this. This is maybe the best player in the NFL. Can't have this. Can't have this with anybody. Certainly not Aaron Donald. And the video is, although it's kind of hard to see who's involved in this, I'm guessing that no one got hit or hurt in a serious manner, or we would have heard about that. Get out in front of it. Be done with it. And it's a Friday. Let it kind of drift away over the weekend. Yeah, see.
What if Aaron Donald isn't sorry?
No. We are going to ask you to be sorry.
Yeah, what if he's just like, nah.
Aaron, we are encouraging you to be sorry.
I just don't, he doesn't strike me as a fella who's going to fall on the sword.
But he just got paid. You know, like there's a lot of, you know, feel good about this whole situation with the Rams. Everybody got paid.
He was just about to retire.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
Unless he says to Sean McVay, coach, this happened. They said this. Whatever it is, that would be the only reason why, if I'm the Rams, I say to Aaron Donald, okay, then don't apologize. Or get in front of a camera and say, you know what? I'd love to apologize if I felt like I was in the wrong. And, you know, you have to understand this happened. Now, he might not want to have this escalate even further. This puts it to rest. Hey, I'm sorry. He should be sorry that this happened, that you're grabbing helmets and swinging helmets at guys who didn't have helmets on. Imagine if you connect with a helmet. But you got to get out in front of this. Just say, I'm sorry. And if he's not sorry, then you got to say to him, if you're the Rams, no, you have to understand the gravity of this. Myles Garrett got 6 games. I don't know what he lost. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Myles Garrett lost $1.2 million in salary by missing 6 games. He has not responded on social media or commented on social media yet about this.
I have to believe Myles Garrett is at least keeping an eye on this. And he should. Because, okay, this was a regular season game. It's still the act. National TV, joint practice. The act. He should be punished for the act. Now, the NFL, you know, will not get involved in this. According to what they told us, the NFL did get involved with Myles Garrett and the Steelers. Mason Rudolph. That moment. But you're watching this. It's troubling when you see it. There are a lot of things that happen in practice. They never see the light of day because it's a practice. And that could be just a team practicing. This is a joint practice. You have the Super Bowl teams going against each other. I'm going to guess the offensive line that gave up a sack to Aaron Donald on the final play, maybe there's some chirping going on. Maybe there's some people who want to go after Aaron Donald a little bit. I'm sure somebody has an excuse, but if I'm the Rams, get out in front of this. Do so right now. You know, Friday, news dump goes into the weekend, and then Monday, you start all over again. Start fresh. But that would be my advice, not that they need my advice. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. I saw where Charles Barkley called Kevin Durant Mr. Miserable. I don't know if that nickname will stick, but you know, Charles talking about the fact that Kevin Durant is not a leader. And I don't think he is. I don't know if he wants to be. I don't know if he knows what a leader is. I mean, he plays like a leader. You know, he's one of those players that's like, okay, I'll go out there and I can dominate here. It's the other stuff that I would love to see from him. And we used to talk about that, the importance of leadership. I don't know if that matters. I don't know if we expect that or ask of our athletes now to be leaders. Because it's about player empowerment and, you know, how are you a leader if all you want to do is leave? Hey, I don't want to be here anymore. But it used to be, you know, he's a great leader. We would talk about players, that was part of the characteristics that you loved about them. Man, that guy is a great leader. I remember somebody who was with the Orioles And they would get mad at Cal Ripken because he would stay after the game and sign autographs. Therefore, it was bad. The other players didn't want to stay after the game and sign autographs. So, you know, they were like, Cal was signing autographs. And I said, well, why is that a negative? And he said, well, because now we have to. And I'm thinking, what are we asking of our athletes now? What can we ask of you? Like, oh, you want me to stay after? I know you may not want to do that, but you go back to, you touch on one person's life. You change one person's life. That person becomes a fan. Now, you're always going to have people who are going to sell your autograph, but to change one person. I mean, imagine you have the power to do that. One person. But you had players who didn't like the fact. I remember that Cal stayed in another hotel. And I was like, how's that going over? And people viewed it as, oh, he's more special. So I remember asking Cal Ripken, I said, why do you stay in a different hotel? And he goes, therefore, all the people are looking for autographs come to my hotel and they don't bother the rest of the team. It's a really small thing, but if you look at it, you know, from a different perspective, you're like, that's pretty cool. I don't know if Kevin Durant cares about leading. I don't know if, you know, he even understands it. Because the leader would say, I tried to build this. It didn't go well. Now I want to go. Now the guy that I wanted as my coach, I don't want him coaching anymore. Kyrie wants out. We want out. You know, that's a cowardly way of saying, I'm not going to stick around for this. Wait, you helped build this. It didn't work out. How about we rebuild it? How about frame it in a different way? So, you know, Charles saying he's Mr. Miserable. I don't know Kevin Durant, but I don't think he's a leader. I don't think Kyrie's a leader. But then I don't know if it matters to them about being a leader, because that's heavy lifting. Then you have to go above and beyond. You have to do something else. Hey, I'm the face of the franchise. It's incumbent upon me to go out there and meet with the media. I got to take the slings and arrows. And players today, and I'm generalizing, and that's not fair, but it feels like being a leader is not that important. Or it's a lost art. Yeah, Mark.
But you kind of see in the NBA who's winning titles, you kind of see their leadership. You kind of see, like, from...
Well, but I don't know how Steph Curry leads.
I was going to say Draymond. Draymond looks like that guy who's like, he's your leader. Like, I hate saying...
I don't think he's your leader as much as he's your spokesperson. Because he does some things that hurts the team. Like, Giannis, to me, is more of a leader. Because that dude is going to outwork everybody. And that's another thing. I don't think you have to lead by being vocal. I think you lead by example. And that could be how you play. You show up early, you leave late. You know, you're the quarterback, you should show up early, you should leave late. Michael Vick didn't do that. He wasn't a leader in Atlanta. He admits that. I want my quarterback there. I want him early. I want him setting the example. The bigger the star you are, the more I want you to say, this is how we do it. And not many guys are willing to do that, it feels like. And look, I know I'm sounding old school here, but I don't care. It still matters. Yeah, Pauline.
I wonder the days of the alpha dog leader, best player on a team, being kind of a jerk can happen anymore. You had to be a man's man and friend of all the players on the team. If you watch the Michael Jordan documentary, it was either Kerr or Purdue said Michael Jordan led by fear.
Yeah.
Led by fear and intimidation.
Sure.
But he also said he would outwork everybody as well. Kobe Bryant has told us that he kind of kept himself separate and would say things and get in people's faces, and he used a terse language, which he inherited from Michael Jordan. He admitted it. I don't know if people can do that these days. Like, I can't imagine Tom Brady.
Tom Brady does it.
He does. Yeah, he is kind of old school because he's so old.
But do you want to win, and how badly do you want to win? Like, I want it to hurt. It always felt like that it pained Kobe. It hurt Kobe. Like, do you want it as badly as I do? And if you don't, then I don't want you around. And it's not fair, you know, it's probably tough for some people to see something like that or hear something like that. Jordan wanted to win so badly. Did he alienate teammates? Did he have them walk around in fear of him? Yes, he did. But his bottom line was, I want to win. Do you want to win as badly as I do? And I don't think it's that much to ask somebody to be a leader. Kevin Durant should have said, I wanted out of Golden State. I want to build my own team. And, you know, I got Kyrie's here with me. And, you know, we want Steve Nash here. Okay, it didn't work out. Now make it work out. Not, you know what? I'm out of here. Can I go to Phoenix, please? No. Can I go to Miami, please? No. Can I go to Boston? No. Stay. If he went there begrudgingly, didn't want to go to a place he got traded to, I can understand where he'd be frustrated. I get that. He wanted all of this. So be a leader this year. Be one of the great players of all time. Yeah, Marv.
Back in the day, when they say locker room guys, is that what they meant by just somebody like a good veteran leader?
Like, a lot of times the locker room guy was not the marquee guy, the star.
Right.
Like you had guys who were really good at sort of saying, hey, let me take the collective temperature of who we are and what's going on. But it wasn't necessarily the star player that was the great locker room guy. Yeah, Paul.
Look at just last week, Paul O'Neill, the Yankees, not the best player on the team, not even in the top two or three best players on the team, but he had the persona of hating to lose, yeah. And he was part of so many winning teams. He's in the Yankees. They retired his jersey.
Yeah.
And that was, he was not the best player, but he felt like the guy who hated losing the most.
College football this weekend, it's week zero. Yeah, sounds inspiring. I don't even know the marquee game. I guess it's Nebraska Northwestern in Notre Dame, or in Dublin. But that's it's week zero is what they're calling. Yeah, see.
Can't call it like the opening week?
Yeah, how about opening week, not week zero?
I mean, I like the purpose behind it, getting some people some national airtime, you know, some schools that don't normally get it, but I don't know about week zero.
Okay, it's not week one. It's just opening week.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
If you want to have play-in weekend, I'm fine. That sounds better than week zero. Yeah, Todd.
Why does everything even need to have a name or a number or something attached to it? It's not like Dateline NBC, the guy that kills or something. Just let them play. There's some college football games starting tomorrow. Why did everything has to have like a little title?
Showdown Saturday?
But yeah, Showdown Saturday. But every storm has to have like, you know, there has to be drama attached to it. You have to have this title, and you put it up there, and it's, you know, sounds more impressive.
But the games would still go on, whether you called it week zero, no, week one, or anything. The games will kick off, and there's some games starting tomorrow.
Week zero is week. That's all. Seton, what's poll question? Hour two, and then we'll take a break. Nick Wright is set to join us.
Paul actually sent one in earlier today, and we haven't really gotten around to it, but it's pretty fun.
Okay.
If I needed a quarterback right now, I would trade for Jimmy G, Gardner Minshew, or Jordan Love.
All right, Paulie.
So let's say you were Seattle. Now, they obviously are going to try.
They got two number one quarterbacks, according to Pete Carroll.
They feel like they're going to stay. But let's say you're a team like, and not just because they're a good team, mm-hmm. or they get talked about. Let's say you're the Dallas Cowboys. And do they have Andy Dalton as a backup? Who's their backup? Cooper Rush?
I think both of those
right?
guys.
Let's say you're a team that had a chance to win it this year and you lost your quarterback in the next 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
Would you call for Garoppolo, who's 30, Gardner Minshew, who's 26, both have had good performances, or Jordan Love, who's 23 and has had a bunch of – he's getting a lot of reviews.
I don't think you're getting Jordan Love.
There's always a price.
Well, I don't want to overpay for Jordan Love. Gardner Minshew's the guy. I think Gardner Minshew can be a starter. Again in the NFL. It's certainly a high-end backup. Gardner Minshew's a good quarterback. We get caught up in, you know, he's Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. He can play. I really believe that. But I don't know if he's going to get, and he's a backup to Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. All right, let me take a break. Got phone calls coming up. It's a Meat Friday. Nick Wright set to join us. What could go wrong there? We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Oh, it's Discover. You know what I discovered? Discover credit card. When you want to redeem your rewards, it's easy to do it, and you can do it. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, anytime. That's amazing. And when you find out other credit cards make it a little bit tougher, banks make it tougher to redeem credit card rewards, or the rewards flat out expire, don't have to worry about that with Discover. Learn more, discover.com/redeem rewards, discover.com/redeem rewards, and terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Seton, update the poll results if you can, and we'll get to Nick Wright.
Dan, if you were a team that needed a quarterback right now, would you trade for Jimmy G, Gardner Minshew, or Jordan Love? The results are actually exactly in that order, 58% Jimmy G.
Yeah, I don't want Jimmy G. I don't want him at that cost. I love Gardner Minshew. I think he gets a bad rap because people think he's, you know, there's a gimmick to him. I think he's a good player. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz, family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting for you at your local dealer. He's Nick Wright, First Things First co-host. Just back from Italy there. Were you recognized in Italy?
6 times. Not that I was counting.
Oh, okay.
6 times.
Okay.
Including from a great service member who lives over there, a guy who was in from Paris, in Italy, came over and said he watches from Paris. Yeah, Dan. I mean, you know, the show's international. The podcast is growing as well. You never promote that. You just promote the TV show because you don't want more audio competitors. But you can also get the podcast, What's Right Show, me and my son. But it's good to see you. Your guy, Paul Papps, sent me a very nice note giving me a restaurant recommendation.
Yeah.
When he saw I was in Italy. So shout out to Paulie. I was unable to reply because I didn't have connectivity when it happened. But thank you, Paulie.
Sure.
It's very kind of him.
Yeah.
And thank you to you because I paid for the trip by selling that watch.
Did you?
Oh, sweet. Oh, no, no. I'm kidding. Of course, I'd never do that to you, Dan. I had a, do you want to know something funny? The day before Todd texted me and asked me to come on, I had had a dream that I was hosting this show and that lunatic caller, the guy who lives in Texas and hates Mike McCarthy.
Shea and Irving.
Yeah, that guy. That I hosted the show, and I got there, and I was all excited. I was like, man, I'm hosting for Dan Patrick. And then Shea and Irving was in studio, and he's like, I'm hosting with you. I'm like, you're hosting with me? They're like, yeah, I had that dream. And then Todd asked me to come on the next day. True story.
I would promote the podcast if you gave us the information to promote the podcast, because when guests come on, they send Todd information. Hey, would you promote this? Or listen, I'm doing this.
I'm not in the business throwing Todd under the bus. I did that once. It cost him a Meat Friday. This is a Meat Friday. When the podcast first launched,
okay,
I gave him that information. Now I have not given it to him every time.
Okay.
But it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I will promote it myself. What's Right Show with a new studio starting next week from my wife's boutique in Harlem. How about that? Built out a little podcast studio there. It's not quite the man cave. Instead, it's in a woman's boutique, but still pretty dope.
Okay. That's a double promotion that I allowed you to have.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
And shout out to your wife. All right.
Thank you.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Deemed Kevin Durant Mr. Miserable.
Oh. That's interesting.
Fair?
He doesn't seem happy a lot. I don't know if miserable is the way I would put it. Do you remember a couple years ago, Adam Silver said that he thinks one of the big issues the NBA has is that its superstars seem generally unhappy and that he was concerned about that? That mercurial, I don't know if he used that word, it's the word I would use. What is odd to me is that the two guys who I would think of that come to the immediate forefront of that are KD and Kyrie, and then they came together. And I get, you know, I know the phrase misery loves company. I don't know if they're miserable, but I do think Kyrie doesn't necessarily like the attention that comes along with being a pro athlete and hasn't reconciled in his brain that the attention is part and parcel with the money. KD, on the other hand, I think is a very unique case in that he operates, it would appear, and he hates when people psychoanalyze him, so I apologize, but I will do it anyway. He wants to be judged purely on a nothing but how good of a basketball player are you metric. And he feels like, understandably, I'm an A triple plus student in that category, one of the greatest students ever. So why do I catch so much grief? And it's because in these shows and in not just on television or radio, but in barbershops everywhere with friends, whatever group chats, we talk about how you lead a team, what type of teammate you are. We have those conversations, and KD doesn't seem to think those are fair or like those, but that's just part of how people consume sports.
I don't think it's asking too much for you to be more than just a great basketball player.
I don't either.
I don't need you to be my GM. I don't need you to be my coach. But it feels like he wants to be GM and coach, but then like he kind of picks and chooses where you can question him. But it's really, I don't know. I got disappointed where he built this or was part of, you know, the architecture, and then he wanted out when it got tough. But now he goes back because he has to go back because, you know, there's no trade market for him.
It's a very odd situation that he, the kids would say, fumbled the bag the way he did on this. We are on a decade plus long streak. The last superstar to demand to be traded and not ultimately get his wish was the late, great Kobe Bryant. That was in 2007. But it was almost 15 straight years of, if a guy demands out, even if not a superstar, Ben Simmons, far from a superstar, he got his way. He had to wait a couple months, but he got his way. And KD kept like upping the ante up to and including demanding the coach and GM be fired, and then didn't refute any of those reports. Then there was the report that he's contemplating retirement. He refuted that one, which I think was a strategic error, because as it's why you, when you go to court, they tell you if you're going to plead the fifth, you got to plead the fifth on all of it. If you had pick and choose what you're going to answer, it can get you in trouble. By refuting one report, fair or not, it served as confirmation for many of the others. Well, you didn't refute the report that you demanded to be traded. You didn't refute the report you wanted the GM and head coach fired. And then what my favorite part of the end of the KD saga, which I don't think is ended, I think it's paused. I think if things go left in Brooklyn, this could come up again and the trade market could heat up again because everyone loves their team in the offseason. But all these guys are like, I won't trade Brandon Ingram for Kevin Durant. Okay, what if the Pelicans get out slow? Maybe you will. But what I found most delicious about the whole thing was the Nets statement that they released was on joint letterhead. KD's boardroom logo was on there too. Like,
partnership.
We got something out of this.
Partnership.
It's a partnership.
That's what
it's
stood out, Nick.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's unbelievable that a partnership up to and including the letterhead. It was a Nets, the boardroom joint statement. I hate to bring things back to LeBron, but I will for a moment. One of the things that has been either good fortune, good luck, or picking the right people that has helped LeBron immensely is the group of people around him are brilliant at their individual fields. People can talk trash on Rich Paul for how he got started. The results are undeniable. He is an effective, excellent agent. Maverick, absent of LeBron, would have tens of millions of dollars and massive success. He's a brilliant guy. Those guys being his brain trust, as opposed to, with respect, Rich Kleiman, who I think is a fine guy, but I don't think necessarily has the experience those guys do. I think he maybe has gotten some bad advice along the way.
And what do you do if you're Steve Nash? You know, Kyrie and KD don't want you there, but management has backed you. Ownership has backed you.
Are you, you probably know Steve a little bit, would be my guess. Were you, the people who know him, I don't know him, seem to think there was a chance he was going to just resign, to say, I don't need this. I don't want this. This is not fun. He's rich forever anyway. He loves playing tennis, could have a great life. I don't know, because what is the iconic Steve Nash image of these 2+ years in Brooklyn? It's after game 5 against Milwaukee, what I believe is Durant's greatest game ever, when he played all 48, had 48, 19, and 10. After Kyrie went down, Harden, you know, was playing on one leg. KD wills him to a victory, a game I was at actually, and Nash is bear hugging him at half court after the game. Just a full-on embrace. And it's kind of a funny image because KD's so much taller than him, and Nash looks so appreciative. The one thing Nash had going was the relationship. And now that seems torched. Now the only saving grace is if KD went to him beforehand and said, listen, man, you know I don't want to be here. I'm not blaming you, but the only card I have left to play is I'm going to demand they fire you. I know they won't. Now I'm going to get traded. It's not personal. It's, you know, business. Hmm. But even if he went to him with that, it's still humiliating.
Yes.
It's still something that you're not, you don't want to swallow. And now he's got to, do it.
It's not like Steve Nash can go to the press and say, hey, KD, he loves me. This was just a negotiating ploy. And, you know, we're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's good.
It's a tough spot. It's a really tough spot.
We're talking to Nick Wright, First Things First co-host on Fox Sports 1, and got a huge podcast there. He's going to be at a boutique in Harlem, his wife's boutique in Harlem.
There you go,
Dan. A meet and greet.
We're going to do that eventually.
Yeah.
Yep, not yet. We don't yet have the infrastructure for it, but we will eventually.
I might stop down. Maybe I'll stop down.
I would love you to.
Okay.
It'd be wonderful. It's my turn to buy a meal.
Maybe.
So since it's my turn, there's a good hot dog stand right down the street.
I like a little street meat. Nothing wrong with that. I'll get
there's
off
a few things I wanted.
125th on the train. I just get off there and I just walk over.
It's exactly right. You'll be blocks away.
Okay.
That is correct.
Did you have something you wanted to bring up there?
Well, there was one sports thing and then one personal thing. I don't know if we have time for both. The sports thing is, there were those of us that doubted Chet Holmgren's ability as the skinniest player since Keith Kloss, the NBA has seen, to hold up.
Okay.
And we raised those concerns. Even those of us didn't think it would take literally one possession of guarding LeBron James for him to miss a season. So here's my question for you on Chet. What if you were the Thunder would be less concerning if he's never cared about gaining weight, never been in a weight room, never prioritized it, or if, as his coaches and family say, he tries to gain weight, he works out all the time, he's a weight room guy, and he looks like that? Because to me, it'd be less concerning if it was apathy. It appears it's inability. His body won't take it. And that makes me incredibly concerned.
In today's NBA, skinny doesn't bother me.
What about skinniest? Skinniest.
But still, it's in today's NBA. If it was, you know, a previous generation, or, you know, 15 years
ago. Back when men were men?
Yeah. Yeah.
When
scores were, you know, in the 80s, you know, like that great basketball was on display. Nothing like a Cavs-Knicks game with.
No, nothing like it, man. Knicks Heat back when, you know, our friend JVG was holding on to Alonzo Mourning's leg like a rag doll at the end of a 71-68 nail biter.
Painful.
All right.
Painful.
What's I've got the personal.
Okay.
Personal story.
Okay.
Because Dan Orlovsky came on your show.
Yes.
And told an anecdote about how his entire empire was built on fraud.
Yes.
I think that's the short version.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in spirit of that, I'm going to tell a story publicly that I've never told. The most embarrassing moment of my athletic life.
Okay.
Because I think you will enjoy it out of a testament to our friendship and how much I appreciate this.
And
show.
The fact that I didn't know you had an athletic life. That to me is the headline. That's the headline.
Okay. You guys saw me change that tire with my shirt off. There was no question about that. Once upon a time, I was an athlete. So in high school, I played two sports, basketball and track. Loved basketball, was mediocre at it. Didn't love track that much, but was good at it. State final of the 4x800 relay. I'm the anchor leg. On that team is Quentin Lucas, who's now the mayor of Kansas City, the mayor of my hometown. I get the baton. We're in about third place. I run the first lap. We're still in third. I'm about a quarter of the way through the second lap, and I'm passed. I'm like, oh, no, we're going to fall off the little podium. Then I'm passed again. And I'm like, now we're in fifth. And I'm running out of gas. And Dan, I faked a hamstring injury. I ran the last 150 meters. holding on to my left hamstring. So I had a built-in excuse for costing my team a medal. That happened. Oh, I feel such relief getting that off my chest.
Did you have a family member come out of the stands to help you, just like the kid in the Olympics?
No, I limped and I got there. But the thing was, I thought the medal stand was just top three. The medal stand for the state finals, top eight. You get a ribbon or something. And I would have easily still finished top eight, but I faked the injury. And so we finished second to last.
Paulie, call the mayor of Kansas City to get a comment on this.
We already have an email in.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The other two people on the relay team is my dear friend Quentin, who's now the mayor, my best friend in high school, Jason Backstrom, and my girlfriend's brother, Eric Blatt. I let them all down. I let them all down, Dan.
Are they finding out about this now?
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
My God. Who was the Olympian whose dad came out of the stands?
Oh, that was a great moment. That was a great moment.
Yeah.
I can see it. I don't know who it was.
That would have been great if a family member came out to help you cross the finish line.
Faked a hamstring injury and then didn't know how long I had to keep up the lie. Like when I go back to school the next week, do I have to like
yes,
have a wrap?
Yes, you still got a limp. Yes, Paulie.
That was a 92 Olympics in Barcelona. Derek Redmond tore his hammy in the 400 meters. His dad came out and helped him across the finish line.
Yeah.
Get him on. See if he did the same thing.
He's calling you a phony. Fraud.
The fake, yeah. So that happened.
Okay. Final 30 seconds. Okay. KD, Ben, Kyrie, LeBron, AD, Russ. Which trio plays more games together this year?
Oh, KD, Ben, Kyrie, because LeBron, AD, Russ will play zero. That trade's happening.
So Russ,
that trade's happening.
Russ is going where?
I don't know where he ends up. I do think that everything swirling around the Pacers is accurate. I think the Lakers are going to end up with Buddy Hield and maybe Miles Turner. Russ maybe ends up there, or it's a three-teamer, and he ends up in Utah or San Antonio.
I would love to get Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. If I'm the
100%.
Lakers, like, okay, I like this.
Yep.
Like this a lot.
I don't like Patrick Beverley, but that's either here nor there. Yeah. It happens. I think they did that as like a little final salvo to Russ. Like, how about we trade for your sworn enemy?
Yes. Yes.
And then see if you still want to be here, buddy. How about that?
Wait, you still want to be here? Duh. What can we do to get rid of Russ? How about we bring in Patrick Beverley? No, he can't play anymore. Bring him in.
Yeah, bring him in.
Make Russ go pick him up at the airport.
Can you imagine the disgust in Russ's face if at some point in a tight game he were to get subbed out for Patrick Beverley? I don't think it's sustainable, Dan. I don't.
Thank you, Nick. Nets Nick Wright, First Things First, co-host on Fox Sports 1. And a podcast that's sweeping the world. And a boutique in Harlem. Yeah. Come and say hello to Nick and his wife. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this. Here we are on Friday, and somebody's still got a lot of energy. I do, but that's because I take M-Drive Boost and Burn. Supplement for driven guys aren't ready to slow down. Just take a scoop. That's all you need. Every morning, put it in my fruit smoothie, and I'm good to go. M-Drive Boost and Burn, if you'd like to just try it, it's available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. So you can actually pick up the package and look at it, look at everything they have. It's clinically tested ingredients. It's backed by science. But if you'd like to try this special offer, only $5. MDriveDan.com. It's a two-week trial, and really, you can't go wrong here. 60-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, $5, MDriveDan.com. First 2 weeks. MDrive Boost and Burn, formulated with clinically tested ingredients that supports healthy testosterone, weight loss, and increased energy. So you're going to feel and you're going to look your best. And late in the year, we start to slack off when it comes to diet and working out. MDrive can help. MDriveDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll check it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the Rams, after what happened yesterday at the joint practice with the Bengals and the Rams, Aaron Donald will face no action from the NFL for his behavior in the joint practice with the Bengals, but only because the NFL has no jurisdiction over joint practices, at least according to Mike Florio. Once again, I'm going to read what we got from the NFL this morning. Clubs are responsible for overseeing conduct of players at practice, including joint practices. Well, I have to believe the NFL behind the scenes is saying to the Rams, you handle this, wink, wink. If you don't, then we have to. We'd rather that you did. Florio goes on to say, Donald won't be suspended or otherwise punished if it means that the only people who can punish him is the Rams. He goes on to say, if he were a lesser player, the Rams would likely do something. If he were a player on the bubble, he'd likely be cut. But it's Aaron Donald. Examples are made of the scrubs. Excuses are made for the stars. And there are fewer bigger stars currently in the NFL than Aaron Donald. I would disagree with Florio. Miles Garrett, that was a big deal. Now, that was primetime game Thursday night, indefinite suspension. But the NFL came in and it wasn't on the... Now, why is it? It's a joint practice, so it's the team, but it's not the team if it's a regular season game. The league should have the ability to impose punishment for conduct at joint practices. It's strange that the league doesn't have such authority, and it's something the league should change immediately. This according to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. But the NFL did get involved because it wasn't the Browns who suspended Myles Garrett. it was the NFL. We'll check in with the Rams coming up. Let's see. What do we have? Ken in Ohio leads us off. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was looking at this situation. There's several reports out there as to what actually happened. It happened with two different small fights between Lyle Collins and a linebacker before this brawl for it all, the third melee. So the Super Bowl hangover, I don't think that comes into play because Collins was not on the team last year. There may be some underlying issues between Collins and the linebacker from previous years. But basically, Aaron Donald got into a situation that didn't have anything to do with him, so he put his nose in something that he shouldn't have.
Well, I think that there'll be more information that comes out of this, but I would still get in front of this if I'm the Rams and Aaron Donald. Address it, move on. Let it die over the weekend, and you start fresh on Monday. Let's see, what else do we have here? Connor in Wisconsin. Hi, Connor. What's on your mind today?
Hey, first time, long time, 59160. Hey, Dan, I'm getting married this Saturday, so I guess that's tomorrow now. Holy cats. I was wondering if you have any tips for the big day, and then I've got a pie in the face bet if someone's interested.
Were you surprised by this?
It's just been a very fast couple months, very busy.
Okay.
I think the weddings would.
Are you okay? You sound a little shaky here.
I can't believe I got on the air, Dan. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, okay. So you're not nervous with the wedding. You were nervous just getting on the air.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, you know.
How old are you, Connor?
I'm 23.
Okay. Yes, Paulie.
Here's a tip. If you give a speech tomorrow after the nuptials, don't say, "This is the second greatest day of my life," right after yesterday when I appeared on the Dan Patrick
That's
Show
true.
For the first time in my
That's
life.
That's true.
That's probably good advice. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. How long did you go out with your fiance?
We're 4.5 years now, a little over 4.5 years.
All right. I like that. Honeymoon, where are you going?
We're taking a road trip to the western half of the United States. We're going to see a lot of national parks like Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon, Tetons, and then end up in Vegas and then out to L.A.
I like that. My advice is it's going to go by so quickly, so just take snapshots in your mind of moments that you're going to have. Because when I got married, the reception, everything just flew by. In fact, I remember opening up two beers. I didn't even finish either one of the beers at the reception. And for me, that's a big deal. Yes, Eden.
Remember to smile when you're walking down the aisle, because everybody's going to take a gajillion pictures, and you don't want to be seen not smiling in them.
Mm. Okay. All right.
I know that one from experience.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking about, man, I hate having my picture taken. I think I'm like squinting in every single one. But make sure you smile. That's very important, Connor.
It didn't dawn on me until now when I watched you walk down the aisle. And was like, is he happy? You were sweaty.
It's hot.
Yeah, it was. And so was the bride.
Yo!
Final hour coming up. Check in with the Rams. One more item as we close out hour two. Oh, what a rough year. Rough couple of years. A bumpy ride, pandemic, inflation, and maybe I can help you with a break. All right. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, it's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it, and you start by going to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they have put together are highly trained. This is a little-known payroll tax refund program, but they found it, and they've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and I think they can help you as well if you qualify. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. Payroll tax refund only available for a limited time. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.